Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church and our weekly podcast, Today's Word from our weekly sermon. So the scripture for today is Matthew 21, 1 to 11. When Jesus and his disciples came near Jerusalem, he went to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives and sent two of them on ahead. He told them, "Go into the next village where you will at once find a donkey and her colt. Untie the two donkeys and bring them to me. If anyone asks why you're doing this, just say, 'The Lord needs them.' He will at once let you have the donkeys." So God's promise came true, just as the prophet had said, announced to the people of Jerusalem, "Your king is coming to you. He is humble and rides on a donkey. He comes on the colt of a donkey." The disciples left and did what Jesus had told them to do. They brought the donkey and its colt and laid some clothes on their backs. Then Jesus got on. Many people spread clothes in the road while others put down branches, which they had cut from trees. Some people walking ahead of Jesus and others followed behind. They were all shouting, "Hooray for the Son of David! God bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hooray for God in heaven above!" When Jesus came to Jerusalem, everyone in the city was excited and asked, "Who can this be?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." So, what is the best celebration or party you've ever been to? I've been to a couple of wonderful events. I was at a wedding in the chapel at Yellowstone National Park where my son got married, and I was able to preside at the wedding, and a wedding in a hot air balloon. I was at a wedding where the guys dressed up as knights of the round table, including swords, and the bride rode in side saddle, dressed like Maid Marian of Robin Hood fame. Excuse me. I've been to a couple of birthday parties and with bouncy houses, a couple with downhill slip and slides, and one where the birthday boy invited all his friends to a restaurant for dessert and coffee and paid for everyone's desserts and coffees. Celebrations come in all kinds and sizes, and Jesus and the disciples were on their way to a celebration, not a wedding or a birthday party, but a huge religious celebration where the whole nation of Israel gathered in Jerusalem, the capital city. While the numbers from 2,000 years ago are a bit sketchy, one estimate I saw this week was that Jerusalem was a city about 50,000 people, swelled up to about 180,000 people or more, especially for Passover. And it was the celebration of Passover, one of the three great festivals of the Jewish people, that swelled the city's numbers. Passover was the biggest because, of course, it was the one that remembered the story of the Israelites' escape from captivity in Egypt. That story was the Israelites had special food, a crazy run into the desert, an escape through the middle of a body of water, the Red Sea, that the Israelites got through, but the Egyptian army got stuck in and drowned. It was a night when all the Israelites all gathered together in family groups to eat a lamb dinner with the blood of the lamb drained and then brushed on the sides and the top of the door so that the angel of death that brought destruction to the Egyptian families would pass over the Israelites. Yes, it's a crazy story and a huge one for the Jewish people, and one for which all Jews who could gather in Jerusalem made sure they were there, including Jesus and his disciples. Now, they had all been there before, but this time was different. Why? Because Jesus knew this would be his last time. Have you ever done something for the last time? Like when you were a kid, rode your tricycle for the last time, or went to nursery school for the last time, or stuck your last tooth under the pillow for the tooth fairy to hopefully show up with a $5 bill instead of one of those quarters. For us older folks, what about going to your high school for the last time or to work for the last time? The reality is it's bittersweet. It means having to say goodbye, but it also means being able to hang out with your friends in a special way for that last time. And so it was for Jesus. It was huge. Into the city of God's chosen people, Jesus headed, knowing when he did, the people of Jerusalem needed to see him for who he was, their king, the Messiah, God's chosen one. But he also wanted them to see a really, really powerful truth. that unlike a conquering king, unlike typical earthly rulers, unlike those Roman occupiers of Jerusalem, he would not come on a huge stallion dressed in the clothes of a king, accompanied by warriors in the finest military garb. No, he would come dressed as always, astride a donkey, accompanied by his ragtag group of disciples, folks just like us. He even sent his disciples ahead to go get a donkey, perhaps a mommy donkey, along with her new colt. He got on and rode it towards the gate of the city, and as he approached and they got to that great gate in Jerusalem that the pilgrims entered, the people started to lay down coats, almost like a red carpet, for Jesus to ride over like royalty. And they cut branches and waved them like flags. Well, perhaps because the Romans wouldn't have allowed real flags, which is why we call this Sunday Palm Sunday. And into the city, bustling with tens of thousands of people, came Jesus. Few that day understood, but we do, that the Messiah, the Son of God, was present, and that in a few days' time he would be dead, having been arrested, tried, crucified, and then buried. But there's something else we know, that on Easter Sunday he would be alive once more. Today he rides on a donkey and the palm branches wave. But there's so much more to the story, because Easter is coming. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us for this particular edition of Today's Word. If you have questions, you can always contact us at our email address, otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com, or check out our website at www.otisvillepress.org, and that's Otisville with two L's. Thanks for stopping by.